Now, a residential centre run by Tusla and caring for four children recorded over 300 unauthorised absences over an 8-month period. That's according to a HICRA report. The watchdog's inspectors found that staff had lost control of the centre. Well, our religious and social affairs correspondent Joe Little joins us now. What can you tell us, first of all, Joe, about this residential centre?
Well, HICRA carried out an unannounced inspection. HICRA, the independent watchdog, carried out an independent inspection of this child and family agency, or Tusla-run centre, which was home to four children, had a capacity for five. They were between the ages of 13 and 17 on admission to the centre, and they were a mixture of young men and young women, boys and girls. And the Hickman had found 8 months earlier that the young people were well cared for by staff, and they had told inspectors they were getting on well with their carers. But that inspection the previous April had identified that staff were struggling with challenging behaviour, as it's called. December's inspection found an increase in the frequency with which residents were using illicit substances in areas including their bedrooms and other parts of the Tusla-run property. The Dublin Midleinster, by the way, is south of the Liffey, Dublin south of Liffey, and out into the Midlands, Kildare, Wicklow, Laois, Offaly, Longford, Westmeath. So we're not sure where the centre was. But typically it would be looking after children who are in state care, but who aren't in fostering arrangements. That would be, and these are very much a minority of the children in state care. They say that staff had lost control, as you say, of the centre since the previous April and had continued to struggle with the challenging behaviour, and that 6 months of constant changes in management meant that there was no effective measure in place to bring about any change. And over the previous 8 months, 302 missing from care incidents involving the residents had been recorded, and that this gave rise to a significant risk.
So what happens next then, Joe?
Well, staff are trying to develop an updated policy of tracking these children and coordinating their efforts with the Gardaí to ensure they're not exposed to this kind of risk. But these coordination efforts have not reduced so far, have not reduced the number of missing incidents. During the two-day inspection, two residents were absent without permission for a time. The staff said that they knew where they were and were in contact with them by phone. But the efforts, as I say, to reduce the number of missing incidents had not been successful. On 13 of the 14 nights leading up to the inspection, one particular resident was missing for all those 13 nights.
Okay. So I see as well that the plan was that the staff should go out and look for the residents who were missing, but they couldn't leave the centre because they would be leaving it unattended or understaffed.
So staffing issues are part of the solution that's been promised. Inspectors immediately asked for a meeting with the regional management of Tusla, and a new manager was drawn down from a panel of experienced managers and has now been put in place. They're not going to take further admissions. They're increasing the non-sleeping night staff. From the week after this inspection was done, they were particularly worried about the approaching Christmas holiday, you see. This inspection was done in mid-December. Plans were put in place to support the reduction or prevention of further absences. We're not clear on what exactly they'll entail. And a safety plan was introduced to direct staff on how to manage absences. And the staffing situation has in general been improved at the centre.
Joe Little, thank you very much for bringing us that story.